For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, you hear a lot of news about improvements in wash day products. But the product that's making headline news is the amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, today we say goodbye to Spencer Grayson. Yes, at long last he has to go back to New York, back to his job. But yesterday, he told Faye to have no fear he'd see her again, and very soon. Now, that Faye has become deeply attached to Spencer Grayson, we've known for some days now. Well, Spencer's driving, and he said he wanted an early start, so Faye invited him over for breakfast. And now, just before 6 o'clock in the morning, we find Faye and Spencer and Joseph in the old kitchen. Listen.
Oh, well, thanks for breakfast, Faye. Now, I guess the two of you won't mind if I get going now. Chester awaits me.
Chester? Who's Chester, Joe?
Chester is Joe's horse. It's a beautiful friendship. If Chester could only learn to read the notes in the milk puddle, he could deliver the milk and let Joe sleep in the wagon.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure Chester can't read.
Well, guess it's so long, Spencer. When are you going to come and see us again?
Soon, Joe. Maybe you can bring little Faye to New York one of these days.
Well, sure. You just let me know when you want her, and I'll bundle her up and deliver the bundle in person.
Don't be so fresh, either of you.
Well, good luck to you, Spencer. Take it easy.
Same to you, Joe.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, you've been a swell guest. We haven't done a thing. I'll see you at lunch, Faye.
Yes, dear.
Oh, don't keep him here too long, Faye. He's got to get an early start.
Yes, dear.
So long.
So long, Joe. Nice fella.
Sometimes a little too fresh. More coffee, Spencer?
I don't know. All right, half a cup. And this is all, and then I go.
Black?
Black. At least we have this in common, haven't we? All the coffee we've drunk together? Black?
I'll have many pleasant memories, Spencer. I hope so will you.
That goes without saying. Hold hands.
All right.
The hand that rocks the cradle. The hand that cooks the oatmeal. And still such a nice hand. When will I see you again, Faye?
When would you like to see me again?
You know, one time we were talking about your mother, I guess it was around Christmas, and you said that what your mother gives the world, the secret of her philosophy is faith. Faith in people. Faith in the great design of the universe. Do you have faith in me, Faye?
I think I do, Spencer. Why?
Then remember this. I am going to see you again. I don't know exactly when. I don't know exactly how. Let me be completely frank. I'm not exactly sure why it's so important for me to see you again. You've opened my eyes to so many things, my dearest dear. But if you have faith, just remember what I say. That I do want to see you again, and I shall. Soon.
That's very nice to to know, Spencer.
Aren't you even going to ask about those things you've opened my eyes to? Oh, you're so ladylike. You're so well brought up. You wouldn't dream of asking, would you? So I'll just tell you. You interested?
Of course I'm interested.
I never knew that a girl could be as real as you, Faye. A girl who could look like $1 million when she's dressed for the evening. Look like $1 million at a moment like this. 6 o'clock in the morning in the kitchen, and it's she who's made the breakfast. I never knew that a girl could be as much at home in the world as you are. Without pretenses. There in New York, we forget about America, you know. But beyond the Hudson River, there is America. About 140 million Americans. That's what you are. The all-American girl.
Thank you very much, I'm sure.
Did I say something wrong? What's the matter?
It just sounds as if you're calling me, I don't know, the Statue of Liberty. I'm not the Statue of Liberty. I'm just me.
There, and that's just exactly what I meant. Can't you tell how unassuming you are? I try to paint you bigger than life size, and you won't have any. Oh, that's wonderful, Faye. In my vocabulary, that's so especially wonderful. Oh, Faye, it's ridiculous to sit here across the kitchen table and tell you how adorable you are. A kitchen at 6 in the morning is not the time and place for embracing. But at this moment, I wish I could throw a blanket around you and carry you off with me.
There now. That's the way to talk to a girl, Spencer. But there's no blanket handy. And anyway, I have some things to do today, so no thank you.
All right. And, here I go. Walk me to the front door?
Yes. Oh, here. From my mother and me, just in case you get hungry.
What's this?
Some cookies. Ma and I made them yesterday.
Those little almond ones, the crescents with the powdered sugar?
I know that men don't usually like to carry little packages, but Ma and I...
You just hand them over and keep quiet. You don't hear me complaining, do you? Thank you, Mother, please. Say goodbye for me. Where did I put my coat? Oh, yeah. Going to remember me, little one?
Yes, Spencer.
Going to remember me fondly?
Very fondly.
Can I remember what I said about seeing you again?
I'll remember.
And just stand there. Let me take one last look at you. Sweetheart. Angel. Miss America. Mrs. America. Peanut. Runt. Shorty. And still, just Faye.
Just Faye. Spencer, you're terribly sweet. You've been wonderful to me and wonderful for me. But you certainly do like to talk, don't you? Bend down.
Why, you little angel, you. Till we meet again, Angel.
Yes, go.
I'm going. Don't push. So long, Faye. He's seeing you.
So long, Spencer. Yes. So long, Faye. Be seeing you. Oh, Spencer, don't you know? No. Behave yourself, Faye. I'll go to the window and watch him go. Goodbye, Spencer.
Faye, you downstairs, Faye?
Oh, Ma. Here I am, Ma. I'm in the parlor. Oh, hello.
I wanted to come down and say goodbye to Mr. Grayson, but I reckon... Is that him who just went out?
Yes. You want breakfast or you want to go back to sleep?
I reckon I'll go back up and finish dressing. How are you, my child?
I'm fine, Ma.
All right, dear. I'll go back up.
Ma?
Yeah?
Don't you believe I'm fine? Does something show in my face?
It ain't ever easy to say goodbye to somebody you like. I'm not worried about you. I'm never worried about my Faye, and I'm not worried about her now.
Why not? Why won't anybody worry about me? Why does everybody take me for granted? Oh, Faye, you're so wonderful. But I'm not wonderful. I'm just a girl, and a girl who's been thinking too much about the future. How long am I supposed to stand by and keep waiting and keep smiling like the Statue of Liberty or something?
What did he say, Chad?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't say anything. He said he'll see me again. Did he tell me when? No. Did he tell me why? No. Tell me how? No. Just, you're wonderful, Faye. I'll be back.
Say, my child. There's nothing which you or me can do which will bring him back one day sooner, if that's what he wants. Or keep him away one day longer if he should want to come back. You've always known this, my dear. Maybe now you just need to be reminded. It ain't easy to be locked up inside of oneself when the key to getting unlocked is not within our own hands. Maybe what I'm saying is that it's never easy to be a woman. Especially the woman which you are. Still young. Still with so much to give to life and get back from life. But you know this, Faye. You know it, so I don't even need to say it. It's not easy, but just the same, we do it.
We wait.
We wait.
Oh, Ma, I've waited so long.
Ladies, if you haven't tried new deep cleaning Oxidol, you're missing the biggest wash day surprise of your life. For this wonderful new Oxidol not only saves rinsing, it gets clothes deep clean, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out the graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, new Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers, loosens the dirt, and floats it away. And that's why, with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep. And so Spencer goes, and our Faye wants to know how much longer she must wait. Yes, Faye's in love, isn't she? Well, news of someone else on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.